As Space Needle managers make their way into the federal building in downtown Seattle, union supporters chant outside. Up on the 29th floor, the National Labor Relations Board is presenting its case against the Space Needle before an administrative law judge. Acting on a complaint from the union, the Labor Board is accusing the company of engaging in unfair labor practices, doing things like encouraging employees to resign from the union and stop paying dues. Unite Here Local 8 spokeswoman Jasmine Marwaha says the disappointing thing is that since the Space Needle was built in 1962, it's been a union shop.
You know, workers love their jobs, and they just want a chance to succeed and a chance to keep their jobs in the future and be around for the, you know, next 50 years.
She says since the last labor contract ended in 2011, attempts to negotiate a new one have gone nowhere. She says the main issue is job security. There's a fear the company wants to get rid of the union and subcontract the work out. In a release statement, the Space Needle says, "Our ongoing position is to respect the negotiating process, and we're comfortable that the facts disclosed during the hearing will support our position." A lot of people mistakenly believe the Space Needle is owned by the city. It's actually privately owned by the Wright family, which built it for the World's Fair. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.